views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you at this time today and next Friday. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology, and I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, January 4th, will be my last show for at least 7 months. I'm going to take a sabbatical so I can move and get caught up with the 2014 Good Timing Guide and write a book. I trust I'll be back in August, but nothing is definite. Next Friday, January 4th, I'll have a special one-hour show. I'll talk about getting out of our way for prosperity. And during the last half hour, I'll also take your calls. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to mention that if what's up in the heavens is valuable to you, you can still get that cycle information in my 2013 Good Timing newsletters, along with economic and business trends. Those are quarterly newsletters with weekly email updates, so you get all the cycle information well ahead of time with reminders and news updates. And to encourage you to make the switch to my newsletters, I'm offering a one-time special to my listeners. You can get 25% off my 2013 newsletters now through January 26th. That's the full moon in January, with our promo code of HEAVENS. That's H-E-A. V as in Victor, E, N as in Nancy, S, heavens. To order the Good Timing newsletters, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, the promo code is heavens for 25% off. And I also want to remind you that the new year is nearly here, so now is the time to get your 2013 Good Timing Guide, which is an essential tool for prosperity. It allows you to select the most auspicious and successful dates for all your important projects and activities. So remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those time-out periods, which occur three times each week, when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get the 2013 Good Timing Guide at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to announce the next program of 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. This is an 8-week prosperity training program, which will start on April 9th and continue for 8 consecutive Tuesdays through May 28th. And there will be an early bird discount through February 28th, so check it out soon at askmadeline.com. And it's taught by phone and website, so you can take it from any location. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we have a full moon today, December 28th, and this is the last full moon of 2012. So what's coming to light at this full moon are unexpected power issues. And this could show up in multiple ways. We could literally have major power outages around the country or the world. Or we could see protest movements related to power issues. This country, this may or may not apply to just the USA. It's certainly interesting timing with the so-called fiscal cliff occurring just a few days after this full moon. Now, for the U.S., there are major issues to be handled at this time, which are front and center. This is shown by the Sun and Pluto conjunct in the first house, both opposite the Moon in the seventh house, and all of them square to Uranus in the fourth house. So we could have challenging weather. Now, from this perspective, the U.S. may also be facing another credit rating cut, so we'll see what happens with that. It also appears that Congress, amidst its fighting, is extending the deadline for the fiscal cliff. So it looks like they may be making some adjustments to prevent the taxes from increasing and the across-the-board budget cuts from occurring on January 1st. Now, hopefully that will happen, but it's not a requirement. They could refuse to make their adjustments. But if they do make them, hopefully we'll include an adjustment for the debt ceiling, too, which is at the limit. Now, there is a way around the challenges in this chart. In fact, this is a case where we have two paths, an easy one and a hard one. The easy path is shown by Saturn sextile the Sun and Pluto, plus the Moon trine Saturn. So this path provides stability and structure while we make the changes. And this path also shows leaders being responsible to do what's right for the greater good. So theoretically, gold is at least going to become the same as money for banks and bank loans on January 1st as collateral. Now, that's an example of an easier path set up by the Basel III requirements for banks, and we'll see if that happens. And there's probably some other ones that we'll see along the way. Now, the hard path, which is shown by the Sun, Pluto, and Moon all square Uranus, that path creates disruption and chaos in the process of making the changes. And you can make your own changes, or the universe will make them for you. So the key to which path you take is dependent on how resistant you are to needed changes. And if you're willing to make the changes, you get the easy path. And if you're not, you get the hard one. The easy path with Saturn sextile Pluto peaked December 26. Now, that cycle, which is associated with opportunities to make structural changes, stays in range through April 23rd. And the cycle of Sun sextile Saturn, which is associated with responsible leaders, peaks December 30th and stays in range through January 2nd. Okay. This full moon also shows that we can take fortunate actions now, which will result in positive situations and outcomes. This cycle, which is Mars trine Jupiter, came in range yesterday on December 27th. It'll peak on January 4th and stays in range through January 12th. Now, between now and January 12th, please take as many fortunate actions as possible and choose dates with good final results to take them. Now, lastly, this full moon chart still strongly suggests severe winter storms and power outages, much like the December 21st winter solstice chart did. So please, folks, be sure you have extra supplies on hand for power outages in times when you cannot get to a store or stores are not open. Power outages can also come from severe solar flares this year, which are supposed to peak in 2013. So this is not just an issue for the winter. Be sure you keep extra supplies on hand for emergency periods all year long. Now, next, 2013 starts with three opportunities, and these cycles require you to take action in order to gain benefits from them. Now, the first one, which is Mars sextile Uranus, is related to making a breakthrough easily. Using this energy, you can get out of ruts and push forward with actions you've wanted or needed to take for years. The second cycle, which is Mercury sextile Neptune, is associated with inspirational ideas that could inspire you to have that breakthrough. Now, this cycle is also excellent for forgiveness. Now, note that this set of cycles is not about knowing what the whole plan is ahead of time. And it's not about the details or the how. It's about the what. So remember, nothing ruins a good what like a how. So follow your intuition and allow the universe to lead you along your path, trusting that it will unfold before you. Skip looking too far ahead for details. Stick with your inspirational idea and have a breakthrough. Now, the breakthrough cycle of Mars sextile Uranus came in range yesterday on December 27th. It peaks on December 30th. It stays in range through January 3rd. The inspirational cycle of Mercury sextile Neptune comes in range on December 30th. It peaks very, very late on December 31st Pacific time or early on January 1st Eastern time. It stays in range through January 2nd. And in addition, there's a third opportunity that comes in range on December 31st. The cycle, which is Jupiter sextile Uranus, can bring in unexpected growth opportunities. However, you must take action in order for that to occur. Opportunities are there for you to pursue, but they don't demand action. This cycle stays in range through March 29th. And it's already peaked for the last time, but it stays within 1 degree of exactness between January 25th and March 5th, which suggests these opportunities are strong. There's also a fourth cycle which can bring flashes of intuition or solutions to challenges out of the blue. This cycle, which is Mercury square Uranus, is not good for details. But who needs them when you have the whole solution? Just take the idea and run with it. The downside of the cycle is that it's also associated with car accidents or making career-limiting statements. So be careful when driving and speaking. The cycle comes in range on December 29th, peaks on January 3rd, and stays in range through January 7th. Now for a tip from my 2012 and 2013 Good Timing Guides. This week, your tip is this. Tomorrow, Saturday, December 29th, there's an all-day time out. There's another one on Monday afternoon, December 31st, and a third one for most of January 3rd. So don't take important actions or make important decisions then, because nothing will come of them. And lastly, just a quick reminder that you can still sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And if you sign up, I'll let you know when I come back on the air again. To register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free. So do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. Call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and we have time for one more caller. So if you have a question and want to call in, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today or next week, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And, of course, now is a great time to be doing that. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off. We'll head down south. We'll take Osiris calling in from L.A. And birth date is 626 of 52 at 1:20 p.m., born in Amarillo, Texas. And her question is kind of a world-based question, so I'll have her get into a little further detail. So, Osiris, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Madeline. Happy holidays.
Hi, Osiris. How are you?
I am interesting.
So what's your world-based question?
My question is, Madeline, for years, as you guys know, Hollywood has dominated the entertainment scene. Right now, it refuses to open the doors. There are independent people out here like myself who are bucking up against Hollywood. Hollywood has trained us, taught us everything we need to know, and we are trying to open the doors in Hollywood so that it can grow. But there are pockets of people here that have controlled the entertainment industry for years, and it is really hard. And what we want to know is, is the entertainment industry ever going to be open? Because right now people are taking business out of L.A. to other places because it's so closed here. Or appears to be closed. So that's what we want to know. We want to know what's going to happen to the Hollywood industry. The media is terrible. I mean, it's so slanted, it's unbelievable. So we have to help change these things. We want to know, how can we do it? Your wisdom is needed.
Okay.
If I could bring all of Hollywood to consult with you, I would. I'm getting some people, but if I could bring everybody here to consult with you, I would. Because they don't understand spiritually what's going on. They only see money. So that's my question.
Right. Well, first of all, it helps a lot to change your story. Because until your story changes, nothing can change. The universe is only going to reflect back to you exactly the story that you are putting out. So the story that you are putting out is that it's very closed and that it cannot... you can't break through the old paradigm. So that is the story that you will continue to see until you change that story. So a new possible story could be that things are starting to change and that there are pockets that are opening up.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You see? So it doesn't have to be that everyone opens up. You just start with the ones that are on the same wavelength as you. And because there are adjustments that are going to occur all the way from now through literally the summer solstice, which is like June 21st, this is a great time to be adjusting your own story so that others make their adjustments. Because others are just a reflection back of our own energy. There's never any situation where that is not the case. There, other people are always reflecting back our own energies. So when you run into resistance from other people, you need to go inside and find out where you're resistant, because that is always the issue. We're a lot more resistant to what we want than what we believe we are. And next week I'm going to talk about getting out of our own way for prosperity, so be sure you listen to that. Because
I know,
that gives me some tips for how we
are
do that.
Are you guys back? Is everyone back right now so we can set up consultation? Is everyone back in the office so we can call Peg Donahue and those things?
And I'm back to work on Monday. Yeah.
All right, great.
So, yeah. That's what I would do. I would make sure that you get in that groove of starting a new story. And every time you think about it, be sure you remember the new story. Write it down. Things are changing. Put it all over your mouth if you have to.
That is so simple. It's so Buddhistic. I was like, I'm just laughing. That's so Buddhistic of you to say to me. Thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome. You take care. Thanks for calling, okay. Osiris.
All right, thanks very much. Leaves another line open here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline. It would be 800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819. Got a couple of minutes to call back in, so give us a holler.
We love it. Love it that we have such an incredible opportunity for somebody to call in today. That's one of our few opportunities, and I only have just today and next Friday when I will be taking calls, and then I will be off the air for at least 7 months. So if you have a question, now is your great opportunity to give me a call and find out what's happening for you. Now, I did just mention to the Osiris who called into the caller that we have a fairly major cycle going on that happened or got started, I should say, right at the winter solstice, and I talked about that about 2 weeks ago. But it's worth repeating, because this cycle is rather unusual. It's what we call a finger of God or a yod, and it's two planets. In this case, Saturn is sextile to Pluto, and they're both at a 150-degree angle to a third planet. In this case, it's Jupiter. So what this suggests is that we have a situation where there is literally at least two adjustments that have to be made in order for us to create greatness. So if we will make these adjustments, we can actually create something truly great. And here's a funny example. I had a relative who was going to come down from Canada for Christmas, and she got snowed in and she couldn't come. So there was my first adjustment, because I was quite disappointed that my mother's cousin couldn't make it. And then it turned out that one of my good friends was snowed in. She was snowed out of going to her daughter's, who was in a place that had had 14 inches of snow. So because my relative wasn't able to come, I invited her to my house, so we made that adjustment. And because she was coming to my house, she sent out a little email to some of her friends, and one of those was a mutual friend of ours who said, oh, I think I'll go to Madeline's house for Christmas too. And so we had a bunch of us here together. We all made adjustments last minute, and it was a fabulous time. We had a great time. And so that is one way in which you can make something great happen, if you're willing to make adjustments. And this is going to be going on all through the winter and through the spring. We'll hit it again in March at the spring equinox and at the full moon just a few days after the spring equinox, we get a double finger of God. So it will be lots of possibilities for making adjustments throughout the entire spring. So I hope that this year, as we're going through this year, that you will be conscious of making as many adjustments as necessary, because you know when things are not going well that you are in resistance. And that is such an important concept to understand, because when you're not in resistance, when you're not blocking something, it comes to you easily and effortlessly. And next week, I'll tell you how I easily and effortlessly created my own house. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this: expect the best. Culturally, we've been trained to anticipate and expect the worst, but that just ensures that we continue to create the worst-case scenarios. So instead, expect the best situation. Stay focused on the thought that the universe will find a way to bring the best to you. Then you'll continue to create the best possibility, and the better it gets, the better it gets. Now join me again next Friday, January 4th, for my final show prior to taking a sabbatical. This will be a one-hour show, and I'll be talking about getting out of our way for prosperity. And I'll take your calls during the last half hour. Now lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And be sure to take advantage of the one-time listener discount of 25% off the 2013 Good Timing Guide newsletters now through January 26th. The promo code is HEAVENS. That's HEAVENS. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.